3A, Exercise 1, page 42.
Destination, education. These days, people are traveling more than ever before. Lots of people go on holiday for pleasure. But what about people who travel for education? One of our readers, Peter Cox, has written in to tell us about his experience.
I had wanted to travel ever since I was little. So, a few months ago, I talked to my parents about the idea of studying abroad during my winter break. I was thrilled when they said yes. But that's when I realised I had no idea where I wanted to go. I had researched on my own for a few weeks before I got a very helpful email from a friend. It was all about a company called Education First. It gives students the chance to study abroad for weeks, months, or even a year. I hadn't heard of it, but I knew I had to investigate it. The website looked amazing. How about learning French in chic Paris, or Japanese in the shadow of Mount Fuji? The options were endless. Eventually, after days of thinking, I made up my mind. I was going to New York for 2 weeks to learn English. I couldn't wait. When I got there, I was amazed. I had never seen so many tall buildings. The city was loud, busy, and exciting. Everything I'd hoped for. On top of this, the school was great. The teachers were friendly and helpful, and the other students were loads of fun. In the evenings, we went out for dinner or to the cinema to practice our English skills. It was a fantastic way to make learning fun. By the end of the second week, I had learned so much and had made some really good friends. So I was sad to leave. But the best thing about my Education First experience was that it gave me my first taste of travel and adventure. It was a real breath of fresh air in my life. Now I'm planning to spend a week in Dublin this summer to improve my English even more. So, if you've always wanted to travel and you love to learn, why not try it for yourself?